Blessed are the merciful, who treat others like themselves. Jesus blesses those who seek justice, but reminds us that true justice always needs to be full of mercy. As far as Jesus is concerned, it is impossible for any of us to do justice to one another unless we show the same kind of mercy to others as we would hope and pray for others to extend to us in our need. Jesus said we can summarize all the laws written in Holy Scriptures and all the words uttered by godly prophets in two commandments, one of which is to love your neighbor as yourself. So true spirituality means you should do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In the light of this truth, it's not surprising that we can find a reciprocal mercy rule in all major religions. In Jainism, the call is descriptive. One who neglects existence disregards their own existence. In Taoism, the mercy rule is instructive. Regard your neighbor's loss or gain as your own loss or gain. In Hinduism, Buddhism, Zoroastrianism, Confucianism, Judaism and Baha'i, the mercy rule is imperative and is framed in negative terms. Never do to others what would pain you. Hurt not others with that which hurts you. What is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbor. Do not impose on others what you do not yourself desire. Desire not for anyone the things that you would not desire for yourself. While in Christianity, Islam, and Sikhism, the mercy rule is imperative and is framed in positive terms. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Do unto all people as you would that they should do to you. Treat others as you would be treated yourself. People of all religions, all over the world, know that there are no shortcuts, that there are no quick fixes, and that we cannot hope to do justice if we do not practice the mercy rule and do to others as we would have them do to us. Empathy is the heart of mercy. It is the capacity to feel how others feel. It is in empathizing with potential victims, people in danger or distress, and feeling how they may feel, so that we can be motivated to refrain from harming them and even consider helping them, like Jesus did. One day, Jesus was teaching when a whole crowd of noisy people arrived, dragging a woman who'd been caught red-handed having an affair. They wanted Jesus to pass judgment on her. According to the Jewish law, if this woman was an adulteress, she was meant to be executed by stoning. Jesus had gone on public record as being totally opposed to affairs. As a matter of fact, Jesus had gone much further than the law and claimed that if anyone entertained the idea of having an affair with someone that they weren't married to, they were already an adulterer in their hearts. So when the woman was caught red-handed having an affair, it seemed an open and shut case. The woman had been caught in the act. The law required death by stoning straight away. Surely Jesus, by his own standards, would have to judge the woman guilty of adultery and condemn her to death as an adulteress. When asked for his verdict, Jesus said to the crowd of men around him, "Let those who are without sin cast the first stone." He then stooped and wrote something in the dust on the ground with his finger, leaving the men baying for the woman's blood to make their own judgment. The men eventually made their judgment and left one by one, from the oldest to the youngest, and the woman was left alone with Jesus. "Has no one condemned you?" he asked. "No one, sir," she said. Then Jesus made his judgment. He said, "Neither do I condemn you. Just don't do it again." Jesus encouraged people to make judgments, but only judgments tempered with mercy by empathy. When the disciples asked how often they were required to show mercy to someone, Jesus said, "If your brother or sister sins, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. And if they sin against you 7 times a day and 7 times come back and say, 'I repent,' forgive them." On another occasion, he said to them, "Actually, make that not 7 times, but 70 times 7. And when the disciples asked why they should be expected to forgive people ad infinitum, Jesus said to them, "If you forgive people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive people their sins, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you your sins." When we are confronted with a world with HIV/AIDS, which can be transmitted by illicit sex and drug use, it's all too easy to judge without mercy, blame the victims and condemn them to perdition. But James reminds us, it is unjust for us to expect to receive mercy if we do not show mercy to others. He said, judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Blessed are the merciful, Jesus said, for they will be shown mercy as they show mercy.